Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. We now know that deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA, is the substance of the gene. In 1928, Frederick Griffith discovered that there was a transforming principle that could transform the heredity of bacteria. But it wasn't until 1944 that Avery, McLeod, and McCarty demonstrated that the transforming principle was in fact DNA. Even then, the structure of DNA and the mechanism for how DNA worked was a mystery. Then in 1953, James Watson and Francis Crick reported the structure of DNA, which enabled DNA to function in heredity. They found that DNA was like a double-stranded spiral staircase with four bases forming the steps: adenine paired with thymine and guanine paired with cytosine. The sides of the latter were repetitive units of sugar and phosphate. This model of DNA allowed for a way for DNA to replicate when the cell divided, and the sequence of the four bases in triplets could code for the making of proteins. Subsequent research validated and extended our knowledge of how DNA serves as the basis for heredity. The scientists named above in this narrative became famous for their work, but one name is often missing when people talk about discoveries about DNA, namely Friedrich Miescher. In 1869, Miescher was the first scientist to extract and isolate a phosphorus-rich substance from nuclei of white blood cells they obtained from the pus in surgical dressings. He devised methods for extracting and isolating this strange substance. Since the substance was in the nucleus of the cells, he called the substance nuclein. This was DNA. It was many years after Miescher's death that the importance of DNA was revealed. So hooray for Freddie Miescher. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.